Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home and away games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York. Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live here 3 hours before every Syracuse football home and away game at Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue. For those listening on the live feed, it's mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. So I thank the listeners from our first hour and thank everybody that's here right now. From here on out, we will be here 3 hours before every game, as I just said, for Syracuse football, and we'll also be coming back for Syracuse men's basketball. If you have not signed up, and for those listening in, you need to get here within the next couple minutes, really. If you haven't signed up, an opportunity to meet Tyrod Taylor, the starting quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, in Buffalo on October 2nd. I want to thank GetAir for what they provided us, Ryan, for coming out today. GetAir has provided two tickets for a meet and greet for Buffalo Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor. You can also get his autograph. So, if you have not signed up for the tickets to meet Tyrod Taylor, make sure you do that here within the next couple minutes. We will be doing the drawing at 11:10 a.m. So at 11:10, we'll spin the wheel on here. We'll find out who's going to meet a starting quarterback in the NFL, and that being Tyrod Taylor, who's pushing the Bills to be more respectable this year, do some good things. I'm here with Adrian Fleming, a wide receiver who used to play for the Syracuse Orange and has a very vibrant fan in the corner here. Adonis and me Moore will also be here. Two guys finishing up their career at Syracuse, but coming out here for the live show. Hour one is with Rob Drummond, Syracuse alum, and hour two with Adrian Fleming and Adonis Amin Moore. So I have Adrian sitting by with me here at Orange Crate. So let's start off things with a hello and how you doing. So Adrian, what's been going on? I saw you just a couple days ago, but how's everything been?
Everything's going well. You know, I'm just up here at Syracuse taking one class for a master's program. I have a lot of free time with my hands, so looking for things to do, you know. That's about it.
So, paying attention to Syracuse and what they've been doing through the first couple games, you're not out there right now. Does it hurt? Do you have that itch? I mean, we're right down the road from the Carrier Dome. Do you miss it? Are you okay without it? How do you kind of feel for the first time not having to, you don't have to get up at 5 a.m., but you're also not out on game day today. You're not going to be on the field. Is it difficult for you at this point?
I mean, I'm pretty sure any former player that's done playing football right now is always has that itch to play football every time they see it on the screen or watch it or something like that. I just love playing with the team last year and everything. I just love playing with them. For them to be out there with Central Michigan today, I think they're going to do well, you know. We did well last year. Did pretty well last year. They do have this running back this year that's supposed to be pretty good. But that's the utmost confidence for them. So.
When you look at the fact that Terrell Hunt's gone for another year, second year in a row, you dealt with it last year on the team. You obviously got to know Terrell, practiced with Terrell, played with Terrell. Seeing him go out 2 years in a row, how hard is it for you knowing that that was your quarterback?
I mean, it's very hard because for me, I went through kind of the same thing with injuries throughout my career in Syracuse. So to see him go down like that is definitely kind of heartbreaking, but he's a strong kid, and I definitely believe that he can bounce back from this, you know, come back even stronger than he is now. So
he can apply for a sixth year medical redshirt, can play one more season. Scott Schaefer said, listen, I don't know a lot about the process, but we're putting in the paperwork. We're going to give him an opportunity. Would you like to see him go for this sixth year? And knowing him, is it pretty clear that if he gets this, then he's coming back? I mean, how do you kind of view it right now, knowing Terrell so well? If he is given the sixth year, what does that mean for him, and what does that mean for teams that are going to face him from here on out?
For teams that are going to face him, they should definitely be scared for him, because I definitely believe he's going to take the sixth year and come back stronger, you know, come back more mentally prepared for the next season. There's a lot of opportunities to come from just having this opportunity to have the sixth year. They can get his master's, you know, learn more about the game. Just a lot of good things can come out of it.
Eric Dungy is somebody that you didn't get an opportunity to play with, but to see him so far, see him come in, true freshmen have had to get it done for Syracuse while you were there. There were guys that had to come out, had to play. Eric Phillips was a great example of that on offense with you. What can you say about Eric Dungy, having obviously played with Terrell, seen Terrell come up, seen him get his opportunity? Terrell wasn't a starter every year. He had to work for it, and he had to get it. And sometimes you fall into it with injuries and different things that happen. Eric's kind of in that place right now, so how do you view him through the first couple games?
He does look like a very strong quarterback starting off, you know. I like the way he carries himself on the field. He definitely needs to work on a couple of things. I don't personally know him, so I can't really speak on what he actually needs to work on or anything like that, but I think he's going to do well, you know.
What are some of the things when you watch him out there? Is there anything that sticks out in your mind that he needs to do differently? Is there anything that's kind of, as a receiver being on the other side of it, is there anything that you look at Eric and say, I wish he could just tweak this a little bit? Are there any like major pieces right now?
I wouldn't say there are any major pieces. I think he's been making some key throws, key plays, key handoffs. You know, I think he's been doing what he needs to do right now. It's all about the process that he needs to get better at what he's doing.
I want to ask you about, you're still wearing the number here on the pants, number 22.
Always.
True freshman running back Jordan Fredericks has been given that number. How do you feel Jordan Fredericks has been doing repping your old 22?
How do I feel how he's been doing repping my number?
Yeah.
I think he's been doing pretty good. Anyone that wears 22 always has that swagger about him. That's how I feel about him. So, and I think he's been doing pretty well.
When you look at this team and going forward, you had Scott Schaefer there as a defensive coordinator on the other side. You had him as a head coach. What's your honest opinion of who he is and what he can be for this city? Do you feel like he's the right type of leader now? And you can see now, you can say whatever you want because he can't make you run. So what do you think of Scott Schaefer moving forward?
I've always thought he was a very strong individual, the person that gets things done, you know, the way he wants to be done. But he's always looking out for people too. I think that will always like carry on throughout his life and throughout everyone that he touches throughout their lives too. So I think he'll be good. He'll be all right.
We're going to take a step aside here. That coming from Adrian Fleming, former Syracuse wide receiver. And your lady in the corner didn't cheer for you on that one. That's all right. We know she's there. So, there she is. Adrian Fleming, former wide receiver for the Syracuse Orange, sitting in with me on the second hour. Adonis Amin Moore will be here with me as well, former running back. And when we come back from the break, we will be giving away the two tickets for the meet and greet with Tyrod Taylor, Buffalo Bills starting quarterback. You can get an autograph, get a picture, go out and meet him in Buffalo on October 2nd. So, if you want an opportunity to win the tickets to meet Tyrod Taylor, make sure you sign up within the next couple minutes here. And for those listening on the live feed, you only got a couple minutes to get here. We'll be back in just a few minutes here on the Wake Up Call with Dance Tour, a live pregame show 3 hours before every Syracuse football game, home and away, from Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue. Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home and away games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York. Back here live, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live pregame show 3 hours before every single Syracuse football home and away game. 3 hours before, so make sure you set your clocks. Set them early for LSU. We will be here at 8:30 a.m. to pregame LSU. We'll also be here the night before with a very special tribute to the last Syracuse team to play LSU and beat LSU. So Wake Up Call and Dance Tour live show will be here next Friday night and the Saturday going into LSU's game at 8:30 a.m. I'm very happy to say we had a bunch of people sign up here for the opportunity to win a chance to meet Tyrod Taylor, who will be doing a meet and greet at Get Air Buffalo in Buffalo, New York. He is the starting quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, and I'm just finishing up inputting the names here to see who's going to win that. In the meantime, I'm going to ask one of my other special guests to come up here with me, Mr. Adonis Amin Moore, played for the Syracuse Orange. The human wrecking ball is in the house, and I'm very happy to have him from Colorado back here. And Adonis, we got to talk about something off the field here for a minute. You're a dad, and I just became an uncle yesterday. Technically this morning at 3:48. Thank you. I was in Harrisburg, PA. Drove all the way back here to be here for the show and the game. So I'm very happy to welcome the world to Elijah David Smith, my nephew. Love him already. So before we get to football, while I input these names, let the crowd know what it's like not only being a father, but being a father who is a student athlete. So you're a dad, you were playing football, and you were going to classes. What was life like for you with that?
Obviously enough, it was busy being just on the team enough. We had a routine that we had to do a lot in. One thing with Schaefer did help me a lot with was he helped adjust my schedule to when I had to take my son to daycare. He was very open to things like that, letting me miss the breakfast check to make sure I got that stuff done. So maybe more than instead of going to breakfast check, I just started taking him to daycare, and I'll end up coming back if I can catch breakfast or have to go do my lift and then go to class. But at the same time, it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of stress at the same time, but I had a good time going in there with the staff and Coach Schaefer, and they helped me out a lot with accommodating to those turns and things like that.
How difficult is it for you to go play a football game, go to practice, go to class, do all that? How much time did you get to spend with your son? Because, I mean, I met your son, great little kid, a lot of energy. Let me hug him. Doesn't let a lot of people do that. Let me pick him up. What's life like being a player and a father? Because, you know, when a lot of people look at this, they don't always seem to give the most respect to it. It's like, oh, you're a football player, you get a free education, whatever, do what you do. But how hard was it to be a dad knowing that you couldn't see your son for the majority of the day?
I mean, without a doubt, it's pretty hard. You know? I mean, like, coming from most parents, same their parents would, so it's kind of the same type of aspect. I just put it there. I was going to work, you know, most days. I mean, trying to make a better life for me and him myself. I mean, I was the first kind of person to go to college. Parents didn't, so it was kind of more experience that I had to experience on my own, just being in college and having a son in college, just kind of learning. And just through the time when I come back home, it was always great because either way, whatever time of day it was, he was really welcoming me with the biggest smile. So at the end of the day, it was always me. Me and his mom both, she's still in school too, and she works full time, so we both were kind of on the same page. So when we both came home, so it was just great to be home and kind of didn't want to go today. You know, I had to get back right up and get going and get going. But at the same time, Coach Schaefer and staff, she worked for us, but she worked out a lot.
process a lot easier than what most people think.
And with that, you said that your son puts a smile on your face.
What?
I think it's a time to put a smile on someone else's face here. Tyrod Taylor's giveaway is about to happen now. If you did not sign up for the two tickets to meet Tyrod Taylor, Buffalo Bills quarterback in Buffalo, New York at Get Air
Buffalo,
make sure you sign up here. The tickets are not cheap tickets. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Tyrod Taylor, starting quarterback of the Bills. Get an autograph, get a picture, get to meet him. Get to have bragging rights with your friends.
What do you got for New England?
Nothing for New England.
Nothing.
We're in New York State right now. We actually have a few deflated balls from the dome that we can give to the New England fans if we want to. But what we're going to give away right now is the opportunity to go out and meet Tyrod Taylor. So I'm adding this last name here. Got a long list of names. And I'm going to spin this wheel and find out who won.
It's a legit wheel, too. It's a legit wheel.
Is Carrie here? Is Carrie here? Carrie has won. Give Carrie a round of applause. Give Carrie a round of applause. Carrie, you have won two tickets to meet Tyrod Taylor out in Buffalo on October 2nd. And you have bragging rights, everybody in this bar and everybody listening in. You have bragging rights. Now, so congratulations. You're welcome. Another round of applause for Carrie here. Thank you to everybody that signed up. I appreciate it. So, and I want to let everyone know that we gave away those tickets. We do have an opportunity next week. I'm doing a show with Floyd Little. And it's going to be on Sunday, September 27th, right after LSU. It's going to be from 2 to 4 p.m. at Get Air Syracuse.
Where?
Get Air Syracuse. It is an indoor trampoline park. And it's going to be, our tickets, we're giving you 2 hours to go in there and hang out in the park. You get an opportunity to take a picture with Floyd, meet Floyd, see a live show with Floyd, and have an opportunity to win signed memorabilia from Floyd Little. The tickets are going to be $25-$30 at the door. We're going to give them today for $20. So if you want to buy your ticket to get a chance to sit down with Floyd Little next week, make sure you do it. We have tickets here. So everybody listening online as well, Floyd Little, you can get tickets through me for $20, $5 to $10 more at the door if you want to meet Floyd Little. Now we have an opportunity to, and if you want tickets, just come right up here and we'll have them for you. But Adonis, another running back in the history of Syracuse, as we continue the live pregame show from Orange Crate, as more people have come in the door here, these early games, killing people that are working Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
But get people in here to enjoy Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Cross Ave.
Yes, sir.
And wake up call with Dan Satora here 3 hours before every SU football game, home and away. I gotta ask you, what has been your most lasting memory of playing with Syracuse now that you have to sit back and watch? What's life like? See, Adrian seems all too comfortable not having to do two-a-days and all that, but Adrian's okay now. But I got to ask you what your lasting memory is playing at Syracuse, above all things, as we talk here on our live feed on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt, and we talk to the fans here at Orange Creek.
Yeah.
Honestly, to me, probably would be my first time getting on the field in the dome. And fortunately for me, it was against West Virginia my freshman year, and we beat them when they was 11th in the country. That was my first time getting on the field in the dome. And that night, it was electrifying. I mean, we was hitting on all cylinders. I mean, it was just a great time. So, I mean, my freshman year, that was probably my biggest memory of playing here at Syracuse, besides coming here and actually getting on the field, seeing the fans myself, and just feeling that loud. That was real. And when you're on the field, it's kind of different sitting on the sideline to really seeing it and feeling it. And my freshman year, when I experienced that, man, I mean, that's probably my most lasting and favorite memory. And just, we went out with a bang, just how much that game meant to me, just knowing the rivalry a little bit through the movie, and then coming to Syracuse and finding out more about exactly the real rivalry. And it just meant a lot that we won that game, we beat them. And it was just like, it was a great feeling. That was just a great game.
Now, you have three names, Adonis and me more, but a lot of people know you for two names, Tank Package.
Oh, okay.
That Tank Package, that Doug Marone Tank Package that he put together. Now, the tank blew up. It's not there right now. But what are your lasting memories of the Tank Package? Because that was your best year, multiple touchdowns. When they didn't hand the ball off to you, everybody thought it was going to you anyways. Llewellyn Coker, the linebacker slash fullback, scored. Bring me back to the Tank Package and what your favorite memories are of when Syracuse used you the best out of the 4 years.
Yeah, for sure. Man, honestly, just the whole time, just that season, I mean, we had a great year alone. You know, we won the Big East. The last year, we were going to be the Big East. Went out with a bang, pro champions of that. I mean, we just really having a real role helping the team out. My freshman year, I didn't have a solidified role to come in and need help. But that year, really having a more role and help the team, and we actually end up pretty good things, you know. That whole season, I can't even say which game or which one was my favorite, but it was just for that whole season. We had a lot of fun. It was the last year of Coach Marone, and we just, Coach Marone adjusted to us, we adjusted to him, and we started really gelling together, and it was a lot of fun at the end of the day.
As we talk here from Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Cross Ave, live show, Wake Up Call with Dan Storer. We are here live every single game day for SU football, 3 hours before, home and away. I want to make mention of the fact that we're sitting right by the window, and I love the commercials of rivalries. And I know Syracuse-Georgetown is bigger, Syracuse Pitt, whatnot, but I just saw two fans walk up the hill here, a Central Michigan fan and a Syracuse fan walking together. So I always find that interesting that the two fans can come together. Now, I heard from the Clemson fans that Syracuse fans are some of the nicest fans in the ACC. What do you think about the fans? How do you feel the fans, and there's a lot of fans here, so watch yourself, but how do you feel the fans are receptive-wise, because there's some schools that are not too nice when you're on the road. How are Syracuse fans, in your opinion, to the visiting guys?
I mean, I can see. I mean, honestly, I don't know too much. I can only go off of my experience with more so on other places like Clemson. I mean, I remember when we were out there for the last year. I mean, it was not the funnest place to be at. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, as soon as we jumped off the bus, they're parking lot, they all, like, driving up to our bus and really, like, letting us know we were in Clemson. Well, hey, Tom, football player, that turns you up. Like, okay, let's go. So we was ready to go. But Syracuse, I mean, we have great people up here. I mean, so it makes a lot of sense to me that guy, some people like that would say that they had a good time up here. At the end of the day, we about having fun, supporting the team and being sportsmen. You know what I mean?
You were up in Central Michigan last year. Central Michigan fans are here today. We're pregaming here at Orange Crate on 721 South Cross Ave, just down the road from the Imperial Dome. How are the Central Michigan fans to Syracuse on the road? Because I think it's important for Syracuse fans to know how you were treated, because I think they got to be, you know, they got to give back whatever was given. So how was Central Michigan? Were the fans nice? Was it a good place to play? Or did they let you know that you were in Michigan country and now is the time to let them know that they're in the blue collar town of Syracuse, New York?
Well, I mean, from the time we got off the bus, it was about like 8 o'clock in the morning in Central Michigan. Second game of the season. I mean, it was early in the season. And by that time, we had all rushed our equipment out. We wanted equipment because it was so cold. So we already having that tether right there. We kind of set the tone. We were a little cold, kind of played well. And the fans, it's kind of hard to say. We traveled very well. So that's the thing about being a Syracuse fan. Like, we always travel well. So we do get that bad taste in the fans, but we always have a roar. We always roar where we go. I mean, our fans, there's a lot of fans back in the day. So I remember that. It was a lot of family. We got players from Michigan. A lot of their family came out and brought people. So we had a pretty good crowd. Other than that, probably Central Michigan, I'm pretty sure we had it good. I didn't hear nothing like being set on the sideline or anything like that. I mean, that's from the American High experience. I don't know about everybody. But I think it was pretty good. I just remember there was a lot of roars.
Now, you can get Syracuse fans to go to any game on the road. Syracuse fans do travel well. But we talked about how it's hard sometimes to get the fans to come up the hill and go to the dome itself. What can you say to Syracuse fans about getting to the dome and being there? Because when you go on the road, you always see Orange and Blue. So is it hard for you when you play in the dome and third quarter there's 10,000 people, 50,000 people left? I mean, how do you respond to when the dome gets smaller in Syracuse?
I mean, as a team, we really couldn't like focus on things like that. We was a brotherhood at the end of the day. We love the fans, and we remember the fans, and we were playing for Syracuse, too. We were trying to represent Syracuse. So at the end of the day, we were just trying to represent Syracuse, working ourselves. So it really, we couldn't focus too much on that part of the aspect of the game. We just really had to try to focus on the game more than time. You know, I remember in my first game, it was a big thing. Like, we were playing Wake Forest, my first ever game in college. We were playing Wake Forest, and that got up on us a little bit, you know what I mean? And the stadium emptied out a little bit. And we ended up coming back and winning, and a lot of people were just, like, mad. So that whole thing of, like, people leaving, I mean, it just – sometimes it happens. I mean, I know I won games, so I can't, as a fan, so I know I can't say it's the worst thing ever. But I mean, sometimes as a player, it's something you can't really look at. You got to still keep worrying about the play, because Fed isn't the one, and me isn't the one that's trying to take your head off.
Yeah.
They're the one that's kind of cheering for you. So at the end of the day, it comes with the territory. I can't say, I had a great time with the fans here. There's nothing bad. Sometimes it would just be like, it's kind of like their loss, but like that game, it went to a crazy, great football game. That was the way we started the whole season. So, I mean, like, some people that left, and like you said, because you had a good base, strong base here, regardless of people. If there's people that did leave, there's still going to be a strong base of people that's going to be here, regardless.
That coming from Adonis Amiyamore, former Syracuse running back. And that game that Syracuse came back, your team with Adrian Fleming, who was here as well, and defeated Wake Forest, that was the game that I sat in the front row of the press conference, and it's my favorite quote ever by Doug Marone. He said to everybody that left in the third quarter, "You missed a hell of a game." I love that moment. So hopefully fans will stick around for Central Michigan. Big game coming up today. We are here pre-gaming. Wake Up Call with Dan Totoro. Pre-game at Orange Crate, nowhere else. 721 South Cross Avenue.
You guys look familiar. I used to work.
We are here at Orange Crate before every single Syracuse football home and away game 3 hours before. We're here today. We will be back after the break here. Let you hear more from Orange Crate Brewing Company. And we'll be back to talk a little bit more with Adonis and as well as Adrian Fleming before I head up to the dome to cover this game, which all Syracuse fans are hoping will send Syracuse 3-0 with LSU on the horizon. We'll be back here right after the break. Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home and away games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Totoro, live from Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Ave, online at mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. To everybody that's listening to the live feed, thank you so much for tuning in. I know we got some fans from out of town that couldn't come to the game listening as well, and I appreciate that. To everybody at Orange Crate, I know these games are early, but I thank the people that came out to tailgate the right way, get ready the right way, and do it at Orange Crate, 721 South Krause Ave. And I will be here
for the LSU game at 8:30 a.m. for that noon start. So make sure you come out for LSU at 8:30 a.m. And we'll be here the night before celebrating with the reunion team that defeated LSU in the 80s. So we're going to be there for that as well. So make sure you come out next Friday and next Saturday, the 25th and the 26th. As we wrap up here, before I head over to the Dome, at Orange Crate, I'm here with Adonis Samin Moore and Adrian Fleming, former Syracuse players, talking Syracuse Central Michigan. Cooper Rush is that quarterback that is the biggest challenge for Syracuse today. He's the guy that has over 5,000 yards passing. He's got a lot to bring. He can run. There's only two touchdowns scored on the ground by Central Michigan this year. One of them is Cooper Rush. Schaefer said he got a lot better from last year. What do you remember of Cooper Rush when you had an opportunity to sit there and watch him and see what he had? What can you say about Cooper Rush?
See, man, it's so hard for me to say because just through the years of being here at Syracuse, I mean, our defense is hard. Lights out, fast, always trying to hit stuff. I mean, I had to practice some moves all day. So that's one of the camps. So when we got to go see Cooper Rush, and there was no,
Thomas Ross.
It was just Cooper Rush. I mean, our defense put their pin there in the back, and they were going after him. And Coach Brooks, it was going after him a lot. So he really, I got to see some of his movement. He would escape the pocket, and he started getting out of the way. That was up to him. You can see him make throws, you can see him make some throws and stuff like that. But I mean, our defense was having to run that game. So it's kind of all good. So, but like, watching, I don't know about you, but like, when I watched the game last week, I thought he did get a lot better for sure. I don't think he was a bad quarterback at all, but it was hard. Our defense knew they had him, and they had knew they had the running back. And then that game, running back wasn't there, so our defense, I think, just pinned their ears back a little bit. Just went right after the game.
Finishing up here with Adonis Samin Moore, before we bring on Adrian Fleming to finish here, Wake Up Call and Dance Tour live from Orange Crate, 721 South Crowes Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Orange Crate is the only place to be. You just leave here, walk straight up to the Dome, and you're there. And then when the Dome's over, it's a lot easier to walk downhill, and you can do that at Orange Crate as well, 721 South Crowes Avenue. My last question for you, Adonis. Ron Thompson, Donnie Simmons. There was a play last week against Wake Forest where Donnie got the intel, and then Ron Thomas burned down that field like he was Grizzly and Steve and popped somebody. What can you say? Two times, Adonis is telling me, two times he did that. What can you say about Ron Thompson, looking like the Energizer Bunny and Donnie Simmons finally getting that interception that I know he's wanted for so long in recent past? Bring me into that play and what you can say about if Donnie and Ron were sitting here right now, what would you want to say to them after a play like that?
I mean, man, first of all, with Donnie, he can't go to my class. So I remember the first day Donnie was here. I was here a little earlier than some other freshmen. So I remember the first day Donnie got that room look used. And then we got to run. He was running ran like almost like he was a skill guy. Just as fast as a skill guy. So, I mean, we was very excited about Donnie just being here the whole time with Donnie. And just the process, some things happened. And the year he actually tore his ACL, me and Donnie were doing a drill together. And it was like me and them going at it where he actually tore his ACL. So it was just that whole time, as a minor setback, but we always knew the player Donnie was on the team. In practice, I mean, it was amazing. When we got to see him, we knew it was Donnie. As soon as he gets his chance to run, it's going to be a great one. And fast forward to Ron, I remember the transition of him going to tight end and he had, and he was like, I love playing games, but I love playing games at the same time, but I don't know if I want to do it. Like, after you can do it, I play basketball too. You can move like he's a dog at the end of the day. I mean, really, he's acrobatic and everything. He's always have the energy. He's a competitor. So at the end of the day, he's always going to be down for the team. That's what one thing I love about Ron Thompson. He's always down for the team. At the end of the day, he's always down for the team. He's down for whoever makes the team win. That's why this year, I seen him in the summer. I'm like, man, you know, I'm most excited to see you. You know, Luke, I was in my roommate, and that's my boy. And he's day, he was making a transition to Arkansas as well. LeBron, I'm like, yo, I know you're about to take off. I'm watching him with a pro flip every game, that's how I know. Corey, that T-Bag, first game. Ron was in there blocking somebody. He threw him up like that and hit the dude. So, and then Ron, he's a very family-oriented guy, a very good guy. He's open, very funny. Connie Simpson was great. I mean, his mom and dad, I mean, and his brother, they all just great people. So, yeah, I mean, it's so great. Excited to see that. I wish I was there a lot longer. You celebrated with us, man. I know the type of work Donnie and Ron put in. He's like, the place that we're at. Great to see this kind of now start to come back and start to get freaking awards. It's great.
Bonus question, because I have to. Donnie Simmons tore his ACL during a drill up against you. So, what move did you put on him to tear that ACL? Did you shake him?
Nah.
All right, okay.
See, look, this is the thing. This is what's crazy enough about how the freak athlete kind of is. We're doing a line in the gazelle drill, which is based off of kickoff and kickoff return. Now, Donnie is a D-liner on a kickoff return. So I'm trying to tell you the type of freaking athlete the guy is. So it was just one of those. I was pretending to be the kickoff return, and he's been a kickoff, and he has to get by, and I'm trying to get get through the cone, but I got to, you know, protect it as if that's the blocker. So it kind of was one of those things. You try to make a move, and at the same time he made a move, I kind of like pushed him, like, you know, tapped him a little bit. And then, like, it kind of broke his stride. I think his leg slipped up, and he came up a little bit, and he started like walking. I came up on him about to hit him again, but I realized he pulled up. So then he didn't even like get on the ground. He started walking off. And then at the end of the day, he come back and he had a torn ACL. So I mean, it wasn't no like crazy, like, oh man, you wouldn't even know. It's what I mean, like some of those things where he tried to cut and make it move, and I hit him and kind of messed up his stride a little bit. I think his leg just in that turf kind of messed it up a little bit and kind of got him. But it was one of those things. It was nothing. He was trying to shake me. You know what I mean?
So that coming from a goddess of being born. The success of Donnie Simmons has to do with Donnie Simmons and the fact that he doesn't have to see you in practice anymore. That coming from Adonis anymore, I want to thank him for coming out to Wiggum College Dance Tour live in Orange State, 721 South Crowds Ave. Before we get out of here, this is hour two. Adrian Fleming, I got to have him jump in the hot seat right now. Former wide receiver of the Syracuse Orange. Who did you turn and burn? Who did you shake in practice? Do you have any memorable? You made a guy stop. I want to know about that catch, stutter step, guy falls on the ground. Did you get Corey Winfield before he became who he is today? Who did you get in practice?
Oh, I definitely got Corey. I definitely got Corey a couple of times. We definitely had our share of a few during our practice time. I remember this one time we were doing one-on-ones, but who I was facing though? I think it was Wayne Morgan actually. I was going up against him during one-on-ones, and I went on a deep pass and just pretty much just mauled him and was just making fun of him all day about that. And he just felt really bad about it pretty much. But it was really funny though. That's probably my best memory about that.
So if I spoke with Wayne Morgan today, what would he say about you? Would he tell me a different story? Would he tell me the truth? How honest is Wayne Morgan?
Wayne Morgan's pretty honest. That's a pretty honest guy, in my opinion. He might view that my whole story a little differently, but you know, that was my perspective about that whole situation, so I'm gonna stick to it.
Now, I gotta ask you this, offense, defense, when you guys are out there, when you and Dennis were out there in practice, were there any special accolades, opportunities, prizes, anything that the coaches did for you? When you put a play on somebody, when you shook somebody and that DB just fell right to the ground, did you get something for that? Was there anything? Because I know the defense has some things that they do, but does the offense have daily awards, weekly awards that you or Adonis could get?
Yeah, we didn't really have weekly awards or daily awards like that. We just, if you put something good on film, you would get the recognition about it, but you wouldn't really get praise for it because that's what you're supposed to do. You know?
Yeah.
That's a different story for the defense because I think they had some, you know, some prizes against us if they hit us hard or something like that. But us as offensive players, we just wanted to go out there and execute.
and Leslie here to wrap up with Adrian Fleming in the live show. Wake up call with Dan Satora here at Orange Crate, 721 South Cross Ave. Pre-gaming for Syracuse football happens here 3 hours before every game, home and away. Last thing I got to ask you, when you were at Fort Drum, I said you had the best hands on the team going into the season. You went into the scrimmage, went up to the ball, caught it, came down on that, I believe it was your left ankle?
Left ankle.
When you came down on your left ankle, and I saw you laying on the ground for a while, all I could think about was, how are they going to take it away from this man? How is something that you didn't do going to take it away from you? Bring me back to that moment. How difficult was that for you? And what are the emotions and the thoughts when you look back, knowing that you had a great camp and it was stopped literally days before the season?
I mean, that was definitely a tough time for me just because that was literally the last day of camp and I got injured on the last day. But, I mean, it hurt, but you just got to keep going. You can't sulk around, you know, cry around and everything. You just got to keep pushing, keep working to get stronger, faster, you know, try to be a better football player. So that's what I try to do.
That coming from Adrian Fleming, former Syracuse wide receiver Adrian Fleming, former Syracuse running back Adonis Amedmore, and former Syracuse running back Rob Drummond that was here for the first hour. I am Dan Satora. This is Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, and Wake Up Call is live. And it's fitting that it's Wake Up Call because these games are all too early this year. Wake Up Call with Dan Satora live pregame. We are here at Orange Crate, 721 South Cross Ave, 3 hours before every game, home and away. I want to thank the staff of Orange Crate. I want to thank everybody that came out. I want to thank everybody that listened in on the live feed, mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. Have a great game. Be safe. Drink responsibly. And enjoy pregame, during the game, and postgame at Orange Crate. We'll talk to you next week. Woo!